Brother Edmund has introduced this kind of meeting to us, the favorite hymn testimonies. I think probably in each of our lives we find that there are times we have experiences that the first thing that comes to us is just a little snap of some hymn, and we find ourselves singing it because it matches our experience of that day. One of the beautiful things about hymns is they're not limited to sad experiences. You've got those that really help in the sad experiences. I was thinking about this at our Tuesday night meeting when we were singing the one, "Ah, my heart is heavy laden, weary and oppressed." And then we sang, "Close the meeting with Go Bury Thy Sorrow." So we were having two that were along the sad lines. But we've got happy hymns. Oh, how happy are we who in Jesus agree. We've got many hymns that just sort of bubble over. And there are times that these are the hymns that are our favorites. So what we'd like you to do, brethren, is to relate the experiences you've been having to some hymn that especially meaningful to you. We're going to do something just a little different in the handling of these hymns, that after your testimony, we will have the hymn sung, either by a solo or a duet or a quartet, or in some of these cases, we'll sing it all together. Well, some of us are sharing this. In order to give the brethren who are going to do the singing time to at least think about what they're going to sing, the one thing we ask from you in your testimony is that the first thing you do is tell us what your favorite hymn is right away. Give us the number so they can be looking at it while you are testifying about why this hymn is especially meaningful to you. I think we can all relate to the experience of Peter in prison when, as he's laying there in shackles, it was the hymns that he was singing. Perhaps we don't relate quite as often to the fact that when Jonah was in the belly of the whale, and the prayer that's recorded in the third chapter of Jonah is really a hymn. It's taken from the Psalms, words that could be sung. It was, again, words that were embedded on Jonah's mind. So, as you've had your experiences, and as these experiences have tied to hymns, we'd like you to share them with us, with a psalm or a hymn or a spiritual song. Make melody to the Lord, praising Him for the way He's been leading you. We'll turn the meeting over to you as to who has a hymn that they particularly enjoy and why, and give us your testimony connected with it. Who can be the first one? Sister Millie.
First of all, I'm thankful that the Lord has kept me in this narrow way for up to this time. This is my favorite hymn, and I testified the last time we had the song testimony, "How Great Thou Art." I think it's a beautiful song, and it tells you so much. It talks about the creation, then it talks about His Son, and then the hope that we have. And it's meant so much to me, and it still does. We first started singing this many years ago when Gene Coppersmith and Steffi and I used to travel to the convention. Thought as long as we were out west or wherever we were up north that we should take in more of the scenery and look at God's creation or visit brethren along the way. And so every morning we used to get up, like 6-7 o'clock and get on the way for about an hour, and then we'd sing this in the car. It was only every morning we would start out with this, and then we'd go out for breakfast and then do whatever we were going to do. And so I really appreciated the song because as we were writing, we'd look at His creation and think of the things that this hymn meant as we were singing it. And so I appreciate it and asked it.
Thank you. I think just the very melody of the hymn just sort of lifts the spirit in the morning. It just takes off in a crescendo there, and I think it really lifts our hearts to the Lord. Let all of us join in this one. As a congregation, let's sing the first two verses of "How Great Thou Art," verses 1 and 2.
Oh,
Who will be next? And if you do have a special verse or two, that's fine too. You can mention the verses. Sister Rose. Sister Rose Helix.
Maybe sitting down will be better.
Okay. Yes, that's fine. You can sit.
Well, I want to thank all the brethren for the feeling that they gave me by sending all these lovely cards. You couldn't help but get well when you read them and know how many people care for you. And my one prayer was always for the brethren. I only had one prayer for them. And that was that the Lord would show us, teach us, that how we that we may learn to love one another as Thou has learned has loved us. And I see that He answered my prayer because He sent all that love from all these brethren.
Excuse me, just 1 minute, Sister Rose. Before you continue your testimony, would you tell us what hymn you like?
So we can the same one we just got through singing.
I'll go last two verses
yes,
of that
uh-huh.
one. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, uh-huh.
Continue your testimony.
Yeah. And so I'm very grateful for everything, and I appreciate it, and I'm so glad I can be back with everybody, and it's just a wonderful feeling. And I love you all, and I thank you for everything.
You know, Rose, when I saw you in the intermission, I was so surprised. And I think we're all thrilled to see you back. We heard a little story about Rose. I hope it's true. That when the mailman came to her door, he said, "What is it, your birthday with all these cards?" And Rose had to tell him, "No, not my birthday. I've just got a lot of brethren who love me." And I thought that was such a nice thing to say. Let's finish How Great Thou Art. We'll sing the last two verses. Since we all started singing it, we'll all continue. The next one has another hymn. We ran out of verses. Roberta?
Well, my favorite one is Appendix E in the Wine Press Alone. And the reason I like this one is because it reminds me, especially if I'm undergoing a difficult experience, that Jesus went through a lot of his most sorrowful hours alone. And we don't need to, because we have him always there beside us, and he's promised us his faithfulness, and this gives me courage It's a great comfort to me. So that's why this is my favorite hymn. And I just wanted to say that I think this type of meeting is a big blessing because it brings all the brethren closer together and we're able to praise the Lord together.
Thank you. Are there two verses particularly in that hymn you can choose?
No, I don't. I like them all.
Okay.
Whatever.
I'll choose two for you then, for time's sake. I especially myself appreciated this hymn this week because we had received a letter of a sister in great distress and great discouragement. And she was saying, at times I feel like I'm all alone. And this hymn shows us that we will never have to endure them alone. Sister Linda will sing as a solo the first and the last verses. Beautiful comfort in the last words, shall never endure them alone. There is one to walk at our side. I guess that's where that saying footsteps comes in so handy that we so often see now in the walls. He is there to carry us when we do seem alone. Who will be next? Sister Marie.
The hymn that I have in mind is 169. For some reason or other of late, I don't know why it is, I pick up a newspaper, I watch the news on the TV or something, all I seem to hear about is these people that are going through such anguish, such heavy hearts, with sickness, these dreaded diseases with their children, their death of their children, the kidnapping of children, the sorrows that people are going through, the anguish on these parents' faces. I could just sit and cry with them. It just, to me, it's been so touching of late. We all know that death is man's greatest enemy when it comes to the 70 is drawing nigh. Well, this is it. This is how it is, you know. But when it comes to these little ones, to these, and when I think of the words in this particular song, the second verse, it says, when we see a precious blossom, that we tended with such care, and that comes to an end, and the parents walk behind that little casket to the cemetery. To me, it's just so touching. So I would just appreciate a couple of verses, just the thought of these words, and the joy, the great joy that will be in these parents' faces when they see these little ones coming back from their graves. It's just touching. I'm crying about it now. Thank you.
That's the tenderness that we should have. I remember about a year or two ago at a young people's camp, Brother Tom Rigivella was leading a study on blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. And he was bringing out the thought, well, read the papers and we see the tragedies in the world. Do we cry with them? It is a good thing to keep in mind to sorrow with those who are going through their sorrowing experiences. This hymn, while it is very sorrowful at places, the last verse is such a verse of hope. So we're going to ask the quartet to sing the second and the third verse. Second and the third verse of 169. Resurrection morn, what a place to look forward to. How much we need to more pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Who will be next? Brother Bruno.
Hymn number 7, verses 2 and 3.
Okay.
Here is a case in point where the author of these words puts so effectively in language my sentiments. I have felt a long time like this, and this hymn is my favorite one.
Thank you. I fain would ask just how long? How long, Lord, before this, our own troubled night is over and before mankind's? Trying to find out what we're going to sing this one. Richard? Okay, this will be a solo. He says all four stand up, so we'll find out when it comes. Maybe four solos.
Two and three.
they were singing this hymn, I was thinking of an experience we had several years ago with Sister Hersher. She was in her mid-90s, and we were visiting her the last time we saw her. Sister Lenfest was with us. She asked Sister Hersher, "Are you satisfied?" And Sister Hersher said, "No, I'm content. I'm not satisfied." And I thought so beautifully that this hymn was portraying in a way that we're content to be where we are, but how we long for what is beyond. Who will be next? Sister Marie. Marie, and then Bonnie and Terrazano next, up to you. Sure, fine. That's a good way to put it. Mine are the same like yours. They change.
My favorite hymn would be 121, "The Lord Will Provide." And if I would just take a few minutes to say
why. Sure, by all means.
We had a very wonderful manifestation of the Lord's provision, and that is in regard to all the literature that we had housed of the Polish brethren in our garage for so many years. And as we would look over that literature and realize how little of it is being utilized and what will become of this literature, and maybe on my part I might have been overly concerned in the thought of someday having to just destroy that literature was beyond my comprehension. So the Lord so beautifully provided a way for us to have this literature utilized, and that was in the fact that during the summer months, one of the days we had Sister Lisa Groves at our home, and she wanted to see all this literature, and she said, "Oh, if the Polish brethren in Poland could have this literature, it would be wonderful." Well, it was there, and then we had to wait a number of months, and we got a letter from her, and she said that, "Brother Edmund, if you can send all the literature you can to France, and Sister Anique has obtained a special permit that when I come into France in April with the truck to get some provisions for the Polish brethren, that I will be able to transport this literature into Poland, and they would just be thrilled to get it." Well, she didn't know how thrilled we were to be able to do this. So the last 2 weeks, Edmund was just working like a beaver getting these packages out, and he didn't realize that after he was through, there was more than 2,000 pounds that went, and that meant 53 packages of 40 pounds each going to France. Well, now to get that to the post office, now most of the people that work at the post office, they're, especially the women, aren't apt to want to hurl those packages up on the scale. So when they see us coming with those packages, they're putting their heads under their particular benches, but the Lord provided beautifully that most of the time we would get a man that was very cooperative, and we just didn't have no problem to ship them out. So we thought, well, what a marvelous provision. And so the lesson for me was that not to be concerned in any experience, but to leave it to the Lord, and He'll provide, maybe not in my way, but in His own way, but it will be the best way.
Thank you, Marie. That's an interesting little testimony. Now, it isn't only the way, but as you mentioned here, the time. We've been waiting for so long to do it, and then all of a sudden the time opens at some time or other, as well as in some way or other. We'll have a duet sing the first two verses of 121.
Thank you.
beautiful assurance. Sister Bonnie.
My favorite hymn is number 120. It shows how he cares for us and we're safe under his wings. And through our experiences, he's always with us.
And you found that very much in your life?
Yes.
Do you have a verse or two of this that are especially favorite to you?
Number one and number two.
Number one and number two. I think we all realize this is from the 91st Psalm. And that whole psalm is such a beautiful thing in its provisions for us. So we'll have the first two verses sung via solo by Sister Linda. The congregation joining in the chorus. You may wonder how I know what we're going to be doing next. Richard is holding up one finger for a solo, two for a duet, four for a quartet. And when he holds up all five, that means you all join in. Okay, number 120. One and two. Tremendous comfort that brings. Who will be next? Okay, we have two here. Sister Modica first, and then Brother Dan Larson.
I like to sing 343.
343 is Sister Nina's favorite. Now you tell us why that means so much to you, Sister Nina.
Well, Juba, all my life I have a very severe child. And then this song remind me, God is the one that take care of everything. And if we trust Him, nothing can be discouraged us.
You know, if anyone could pick this hymn, I think, Sister Nina, that means the most to me that you picked it. Because I think we realize the trials you've been going through right now. And when in the midst of those trials, you can count your blessings. That's a beautiful spirit and a beautiful attitude. We thank you for the testimony of the hymn itself in your experiences. This will be a quartet. Count your blessings, and we'll sing the first and the second.
Thank you.
heard the story once of a children of one of the brethren who got his hand slammed in the car door. You know, that could hurt. And his mother was looking at him afterwards and looking at all the red spots under the fingernails where it sort of, you know, comes off. And she said, "Oh, what a trial you're having." And he turned him over and said, "But the fingers work. What a blessing." Those were his blessings on the one side. His trials are on the other side. Sister Nina, you had a little P.S. to add?
Well, when I see what God has done for me, He sent Jesus Christ to die for me. Well, anything happens, nothing. Because it's one, it was atop everybody. He died for me. You see, the appreciation of my heart is very grateful, brother.
We reckon the sufferings of the present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory that's revealed in us. Brother Dan.
Brother Carl, my favorite hymn is Appendix G, Onward Christian Soldiers. And ever since I was a little boy, I've always loved this hymn. And I think one of the reasons I like it is that when I get tired and when I get weary, the refrain goes through my mind. And whenever you sing it, you just can't be tired. It just is a real morale lifter for myself, and I enjoy it. And I also particularly like verses 1 and 4, the first and the last verses, especially the second or the first line of the last verse where it says, "Onward then, ye people, join our happy throng. Blend with ours your voices in the triumph song." And what a privilege it will be for the whole world once the kingdom is fully inaugurated, that the whole world will blend with ours. We have the opportunity and the privilege of blending our voices together today. And then the whole world will be able to join in the refrain. And it stimulates me to be hot for the Lord in this day and age when it's so easy to just sort of have an apathy and to be lukewarm. And I do not want to be lukewarm. I want to be definitely hot for the Lord, and I want to be moving for the Lord and not just sitting still.
Thank you, Dan. This is a very energetic hymn. It's one that I think can really thrill us with the privilege we have. And as Dan said, learning the song now so that all can sing it later. Let's together sing the first and last of Appendix G. Favorite hymn to testify about. Okay. We'll take that one first, and then we're going to come over to Sister Harriet. Art, can you give us a little testimony behind 296? Yes, for 2, 3, and 4. It's a short enough one. We'll sing all three.
Well, yes, I think we could give some testimony along that. We have been thinking lately of our Savior. We read the article, and our pastor points out that He is not only our Lord and our elder brother and all of those other endeared things, but He is our Savior. And without His saving, we would have no hope. And He's not just a great teacher, He's not just a wonderful man, but He's our Savior. And I look back and of course it comes to you with time, how much the Lord has done for you. I can look back to my earliest childhood, and my dear mother taught me about Jesus then. And my prayers, even in early childhood, was in Jesus' name. And I can see now that the Lord took me up on it. Even though I had so very little knowledge, what little the folks told me, the Lord took me up on it. And He shaped my life, and He led me through some mighty places, let me say. And I want to give the Lord much favor and blessing. And brethren, as if we get there, we're going to feel so indebted, we just never will be able to pay that debt. But it's going to be a good feeling, because we're going to love that Savior, and we're going to love that Heavenly Father, as we couldn't love them otherwise, because they did it all for us. And we are miracles of grace. And I'm thankful to my Savior. And I'm thankful for the things He's done for me. And I'm thankful for the joyful sound of the truth. And how that we can go through and those beautiful scriptures back each other up. And we know they back each other up. We're not guessing. We know. And we rejoice in the beauty and the sweetness of the truth. And it comes to us with time. And it's one of the blessings we have. And so I want to thank the Lord, the great Heavenly Father, and the Savior, for all they've done and all they yet propose to do for us. Now, we've got some rough times coming ahead of us. Probably this year it's going to be rugged, and it isn't going to get better. But let us be strong, and let us remember these blessed things. Let us build Ebenezer. Yeah, let's build an Ebenezer and remember what they've done, and not just go on and get engrossed in the things of life and forget what the Lord has done to us. Let's remember and let's thank Him accordingly. And I ask the Lord's prayers for all of you and for myself, all that we may be faithful.
Thank you. That was 296, you said?
Yes.
296, verses 2, 3, and 4. There'll be a quartet. So, Art, you not only requested, you have to sing it as well. Thank you. Sister Harriet.
Great is thy faithfulness. I seem to go back to this particular hymn. When the announcement was made about our favorite hymn, Testimony, I really had to give a thought because there are so many depending on the experiences that I go through. But at this particular time, I have been experiencing, especially this third verse where I have had all these blessings of late and 10,000 besides. And I'm very grateful to the Lord for that.
Thank you. So good to show our appreciation to the Lord for his blessings. So have great is thy faithfulness. It'll be a solo. Congregation in the chorus. Time for one more. Brother Gilbert Larson has his hand up for that one. Very fitting, because brother, we have two more, I guess. You go Gilbert, and then we'll just let Victor give his hymn at the end. He's up for closing, Victor. But since Brother Gilbert's talk last Sunday was on him, this is very fitting.
Well, I have so many favorites of my own, but I'm going to be a surrogate parishioner today. My wife has a very favorite hymn, 179, My Life Flows On in Endless Song, above Earth's Lamentation. And certainly she needs that inspiration to carry on. So we'll sing the first verse for her, or the first and third.
Okay, well, because of time, we'll just sing the first on this one, and let Victor give us his hymn for our closing hymn. So 179, the quartet will sing the first verse.
My eyes close on the evening and
let's keep Sister Patricia, especially in our mind and our prayers as we think about this hymn and about Sister Patricia and her experiences. Brother Victor, you have the last one.
My favorite hymn is number 12.
Number 12.
All the way my Savior lead me. What I can ask beside. All the things he supplies for me. Only thing he requires that I follow him. With all of my heart and all of my being.
Thank you very much. I think it's a very fitting hymn for us to close on, because really that's what a testimony meeting is about. The recognition that in every experience, all the way, our Savior leads us, that he is behind and with us all the way. I want to share just a little blessing before we close that I had standing up here during this meeting. Just because of my vantage point, I couldn't see you all, but I happened to notice two people particularly, and it impressed me of how to make a hymn testimony meeting personal, just like how you make a prayer that's led from the front personal, to say the words to yourself. I was noticing Ruth Chesney, and I was noticing Stephanie Drobny. They were mouthing the words as they were being sung, and I thought, that's beautiful. It's these words that even though we're not singing them out personally, that we are mouthing them, that we're putting them in our hearts, letting them become part of our lives. That's how we can make these hymns more and more a part of our person and our conduct. Hymn number 12 to close with, All the Way My Savior Leads Me. We'll sing all three verses. We'll rise on the last verse. We'll ask Brother David and Missy to come up and close the prayer.
Now, dear Lord, we do thank thee for this opportunity of raising our voices in song in order to express thy great gift and bountiful blessings that thou hast afforded us, mainly the gift that died your Son on our behalf, that we were able to call thee Abba Father, to approach thee, and to bring our burdens unto thee. We pray for thy strength as we journey on through this day, as we depart one from another, that we may be able to carry on our covenant unto thee, that we may be able to do all things that will be praising unto thee, and that we may be able to fulfill our lives in a way that will be most pleasing. So we continue to rest in thy continual care over us, and ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.